This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about another great event that's going to be coming up in Tecumseh, and I'm happy to have on the program to talk more about it, Rhonda Nowak, who is the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator. Rhonda, good to have you back again.
I love coming to talk to you about all of our crazy events in Tecumseh.
And you got another one that's kind of a neat event that's going to be coming up. Tell us a little bit about it, Rhonda.
It is our Regency Boulevard Social. It's a brand new event for us. We're playing off of a popular Netflix TV show that people might be familiar with, but it's set back in the Regency era.
Ah.
And we are having a social, and we want people to come out and join us for this and step back in time and just have a lot of fun. So the downtown area is hosting it on the 18th of April. We're there from 10 to 5. People can get more details on our downtowntecumseh.com website under our events tab. It'll tell you more about it. But we are inviting people to come and play croquet on the green and to stroll down to the Adams Park and enjoy a community picnic where we'll have a four-string quartet down there playing for the entertainment of the people at the picnic.
Wow.
Just to create a little ambiance of some classical music on strings that people might enjoy.
Yeah.
Also, while they're downtown, they can do a scavenger hunt, which we have now done digitally with Goose Chase. So those people that are familiar with Goose Chase app on their phone, they can do a digital scavenger hunt with us, or they can play bingo and do bingo game throughout the merchants downtown. So there's just so much happening on that Saturday downtown.
Oh, wow. It sure is. So what's the time frame for that then?
It is from 10 until 5 on Saturday. The stores will all be open. They're doing all kinds of fun things. Some of them have specials. Some of our restaurants are doing specials. Some of the restaurants are even providing things that are to go that people can grab and go and take to the picnic.
Nice idea.
Yeah. So you can go to the restaurants and pick up your food and come on down to the picnic with us, where right after the picnic, we're having a costume contest. So we're inviting people to come dressed in your Regency attire.
All right.
Put on your finest, press your dresses and your white gloves and top, bring your top hats. Come join us for a costume contest. It's open to the public. Anybody can enjoy it. And we'll register people for that at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
And then the actual contest is then at what?
1:30.
1:30.
We're doing the contest at 1:30. So the picnic goes from 12:30 to 1:30, and then the costume contest immediately follows at 1:30, all happening at Adams Park, right next to City Hall.
Okay.
So it's within walking distance of the downtown, people strolling around.
This is also in conjunction with what's happening at the Stacy Mansion, right?
Yes, we are working with the Stacy Mansion because they are having a whole weekend of events under this same Regency Boulevard Social. Friday night, they're having a garden tour where you can wander the grounds and have the Grand Garden Promenade.
Oh, yeah.
Then on Saturday night, they're having the Open Season Ball, so come dressed in your finest attire. The queen will be in attendance. People going to the ball will actually even have a chance to win a real diamond that's donated by Patina Jewelry.
Oh, my goodness.
So you'll get your chance at that. So that's an evening of fun. And then they also on Sunday are doing an afternoon tea. So you really have a whole weekend of fun. You can go out to the Stacy Mansion and then come downtown and spend the afternoon and then go back to the Stacy Mansion for the rest of their activities. So we have a whole weekend planned.
Yeah, absolutely. Something for people to look forward to.
Absolutely. Something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because that Netflix show is so popular right now, they just came out with a new season. And so we've kind of paired off of that and made it our own. So that's our Regency Boulevard Social.
That is so cool. You know, you come up with so many neat things all the time.
We do.
Rhonda.
We
and it's
do.
Really, it kind of makes Tecumseh what it is, a special place to be able to go to.
It absolutely is. And there are prizes for the scavenger hunt and also for the bingo game. So people can come and win prizes as well.
Nice.
So, and there is a prize for the winner of the costume contest. So people can come, have an afternoon of fun, just enjoy themselves and kick off our season of fun events in downtown Tecumseh.
Absolutely, you know, and because it is, you know, starting off with a lot of great things that will be happening throughout the spring, summer, and fall in Tecumseh.
Absolutely. We have one right after another. So this is our first big one of the year. I hope people will come out and enjoy it. We just have a lot planned, and we really want people to be there to have fun and visit our merchants and see what's new for spring.
There you go. There you go. I think that's a great idea, too. And if you're not, you know, being able to go and do the participating in the, you know, kind of the dressing up for the occasion, mm-hmm. come down and see everybody else that's dressed up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be great fun.
Yeah.
So the Queen will be wandering around. She'll be at the costume contest. She'll be out at the Stacy Mansion. So that just adds a little fun and flair to the event.
Yeah, doing the Royal Wave.
Yes. Doing the Royal Wave. Yes. Yes. And we also have a society paper that's called the Lady Freewardly's Society Papers that will be available downtown that will give you a little bit more information about all of our businesses. Just a fun little thing for people to pick up and enjoy. Kind of tells a whole story. It's just a great little fun thing to add to the event.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a great idea to have this. And I think it's just so much fun to be able to do something like this, Rhonda.
Yes. Sometimes we just need to step out of the box and be a little different and dare to be brave and do some fun things.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I encourage people to come and do that.
Yeah. But, you know, being just able to go in and have the picnic down at Adams Park. And I think it's a great idea, as I mentioned before, about the restaurants, you know, going there, getting something to take out to be able to take down. So, I mean, if you don't say, well, I don't have time to put something together, well, let the restaurant do that for
exactly,
you.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of them down there. There'll be all kinds of signage up to tell you where you can go and what there is to do, so people can follow that. We even have some high school students that have their own string group that plays together, and they're going to come down and entertain us in the afternoon downtown on the sidewalks. They'll be traveling around the downtown area so people can come and enjoy that music also. So
I think that is so awesome.
Yeah, I just love having the kids get involved,
yes.
you know, in our events and be downtown. It just adds to the charm of our community.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, making the special place that Tecumseh is and with all these great events that are going on. And I totally agree with you. To be able to get the students involved in this and, you know, participating in something in which is part of their community.
Absolutely. And I just love to see it. It brings all the generations together. And that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if they want to find out more about this, mm-hmm. once again, how can they find out?
On the downtowntecumseh.com website, we have information on there. We've been posting things on our Facebook page as well, and they can see it there. If you want more information about the Stacy Mansion's activities, they have it on their website, which is thestacymansion.com. So you can go to any of those spots and find out more information.
Great, great. Can we get a little preview about what maybe is coming up next after this in Tecumseh?
After this will be the Art Walk Mural Blast, which is in May.
Ah.
So that'll be our next one.
Good deal. Always something to look forward to in Tecumseh, Rhonda.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the program and telling us a little bit more about this so we can put this on our calendars and plan for the weekend.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing everybody there having fun.
Rhonda Nowak, the City of Tecumseh Marketing and Events Coordinator, my guest here on Community Conversation. We'll see you for the next event coming up then, Rhonda.
Absolutely.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.